decided, okay. He ordered this woman's ID or he's from the States. So he says, I can't fit. I'm sorry. It's getting late. It's getting late over here. So the woman said, well, the men will be home soon. It'd be nice to have you as a company and tell them your activities and they were there. So the older woman was inviting him to spend the night with them, spend their home. But he said he was in a hurry and in badly need. So he said, well, I'm sorry. I can't spend that night with them because I was sort of on my way, running away from something dangerous. It was terrible. What is it that you're away from? And he says, a disease. It's a terrible disease coming behind me. And I'm trying to get away ahead. And they said, what is the disease? What happened? What kind? And he says, well, it's, I don't know, it's very terrible. It's terrible. Terrible for anyone that's caught it. And the woman asked, what is the cure? Do you know any cure? How do we cure the disease? And all this fast questions and all that, he was even trying to be in a hurry and all that, the sun was sitting set and all that, and he gets them all safe. And then finally he says, there's nothing I can tell you. I don't know exactly what to do for the cure. So anyway, well, at least we gotta try something. It's gotta be. And he says, well, as far as I know, there is nothing I can do. The only thing that I hear about, you know, people do is that when it comes to bonding and stuff, they have to stick their head in the ground. You know? So the woman says, well, is there anything that we can avoid? That's fine. So he says, well, I have to be going now. I have to be going because, you know, I'm trying to cover a distance behind me. I'm sorry that you know, they have to stay here. But hopefully the people pass by you. And now, so I soon it's behind me, very close. You know, might reach after I leave or whatever. So anyway, he was in a hurry and he finished his meal and then he says goodbye, thank you very much for your nice hospitality, and I must go now. You know, to try to avoid, you know, bringing this. Someone go back way to the river and try to make clear away so it won't come into you. Because wherever the human presence is, there's always there. So he's a spiritualist, you know. So the only instruction he gave was that, to the two three ladies, the only thing is stick your head in the ground. You know, that's the only thing he can do. Well, if it works, fine. So off he went. He said, how do we know if it's a disease coming? How do we know? So they said, well, you will hear this sort of a wind, sound of a wind, because it's the weather that brings the disease off. So it brings with the wind. If you hear the rustle of the wind, you know, that's all you can do. Just figure it out wrong. And so off he went. He just left, you know, in a hurry. And after he left, you know, he just went a little ways that way. And after where you don't hear something, he went back out to his tail. And then he took all the willows, you know, fine willows, you know, there were little trees and tied them together. And he started to run towards the teepee, you know, to the teepee. Makes it sound like the wind is coming. And he went there, went around like this, you know, around the teepee, and as soon as they hear this wind, they said, this is a disease. You know, it must be in there. And they said, what did he say? He says, stick your head in the ground. So they just put their head in the ground. Until it went, you know, they said, you have to get up and up, and not before my way. So he dragged this little willow around, and then finally, after a while, you know, left. So I look, you know, here I'm three women, you know, sticking their heads in the ground, you know? And then, then he had his way. That was a mystery. Anyway, this sort of story usually is very mild, and it's very always laughing because, you know, the way the funny story tells delivered, it's very nice, it's very funny, and it leaves you to your imagination, and it can be both for the kids a different way, you know.
car fares.